We have the privilege this morning of entering into Holy Communion as a community of believers. If you're a Christian, please feel free to take communion with us as we partake. We just sang, "He alone is worthy to worship and adore, the Lamb of God victorious, our risen Lord. He purchased our redemption, our righteousness is He. Exalt the name of Jesus, He is worthy." He did it. He hung on the cross for you and I. The Father God saw that we had the institution of communion that we might remember His death and we might partake of communion freely because of what Jesus did for us. 1 Corinthians 11:23, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is My body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.' In the same way, He took the cup of wine after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant between God and you, sealed by the shedding of My blood. Do this in remembrance of Me as oft as you drink it. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till He come. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking from the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That is why many of you are sick and weak, and some have even died. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world." So let's just take a moment and let's examine ourselves and ask God to forgive us from any sin. Hey, it's easy. Just agree with Him. Yes, it was sin. Yes, it was sin. Just agree with Him and confess it to Him. And if you have aught with one another, make a commitment in your heart right now that as soon as possible, you will get those oughts taken care of, and you're taking communion with this promise to Him in mind. So take a moment. Let us pray. We do not presume to come to this Thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in Thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under Thy table, but Thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of Thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink His blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by His body, and our souls washed through His most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell with Him and He in us. Amen. If you'll take the bread. Thank You, Lord, for letting Your body be bruised and broken for our healing. Thank You for offering up Yourself in our behalf. Let's partake. Holding up the cup. Jesus, You shed Your blood to wash away our sins. And now we give thanks for this provision, and we bless the cup as we partake of Your grace, as Your blood washes us as white as snow. Amen. Let's partake together.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We worship.
Amen. Thank you, our precious Father, for your provision of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your life lived sinlessly, for your faithful obedience, and for your enduring the humiliation, enduring the pain and suffering for our sins. Thank you for the mystery of communion, of which we just partook. Thank you for the spiritual food that you richly provided for us. Thank you for creating the body of Christ, the church. Thank you for providing a way for our relationships to be restored with you and with one another. Help us now to continue to live in grace and love, that we, as members of Grace Christian Center, might further your kingdom. Amen and hallelujah.